Can everybody see through this gap?
No.
Yeah. So you can see the cathedral.
Yeah.
And then behind that you can see Cabot Tower. Right? He's on the top of Brandon Hill. Yeah? Right, there's a kind of postscript to 1831 that I think is really important and, again, isn't very well known about. There's work done by a historian at the University of West of England called Steve Paul, if you know him. He did some research on the history of Brandon Hill in the 19th century. What's important about it is after that riot of 1831, after that, you know, you've got to imagine that you are Bristolians. You've probably been involved in it or know somebody who's been involved in it. At the end of that riot, they don't know how many people were killed, but it was somewhere between maybe 100 and 500 people were cut down in the fighting when the Hussars were sent into Queen Square and all over Bristol. So there's been an incredible amount of death as a result of that riot. There's been lots of injuries, and I should imagine an awful lot of really pissed off people came out of that in the Bristol working classes, went back to South Bristol where they lived. In 1832, so the bill goes through and there's reform and the middle classes get the vote. It's a small percentage, you know, about 15% of the population. And as a result, the reformers decide to hold a banquet to celebrate getting democracy for the middle classes, right? And they think to themselves, where should we have this banquet, right? Where we'll invite all these 6,000 new voters to come and maybe vote for us as well. Well, they decide to go for the Downs, right? But the corporation turns that down. Obviously, the corporation doesn't believe in democracy, so it tries to stop this party happening. So instead, they think, well, we'll go for the Brandon Hill. And Brandon Hill at the time was the People's Hill. It's kind of stuff on Brandon Hill was a bit like the Ashton Court Festival. Everybody just went up there. That's where you went to have a party, Brandon Hill. See the whole city. It kind of had this old common land thing. You go and hang your washing up there if you want. You're still legally allowed to do that. There's all sorts of common rights associated with it. So the reformers thought, oh, what we'll do is we'll celebrate the enfranchisement of the middle class. We'll have a banquet on Brandon Hill, the People's Hill. What a good idea. And somebody said, you know what? Here's a banquet, and we are charging 2 and 6, two shillings and sixpence for it. But, you know, we wouldn't want any, you know, troublemakers turning up or anything, any gate crashers or... So what we'll do is we'll put barricados around it. Ironically, barricados were used on slave ships to stop slave revolts. They're kind of like big sort of fences where you can shoot through. So they put big barricades all the way around this huge banquet, right? Set it all up, sold the 6,000 tickets to the merchant, you know, the traders, the middle classes in Bristol, and said, come to our banquet and celebrate reform. And also they were after their votes. The two candidates, MPs, reformers in Bristol, Prothero Bailey, were going to be there. They were sitting at the top table. Unfortunately for the organisers, 14,000 Bristolians turned up, kind of before it had started. 14,000 turned up. Ashton Court turned up and went, we're not having this. They overwhelmed the barricades, poured into the banquet before even the merchants and the traders who got the vote actually could get in. They were all queuing up. Everybody went over the barricades. And a huge party ensued, which involved bare-knuckle boxing. A woman was seen dancing on the table by the two MPs who were absolutely scared, very, very scared at that point. And the party went on. Cartloads of puddings were wheeled off down to Hotwells and stolen. All the food was taken away. Barrels of beer were rolled down the hill down to the bottom where working classes lived on the bottom of Hotwells. And the whole place turned into absolute chaos at that moment. People who tried to intervene, wealthy people tried to intervene, got stabbed. The mayor turned up having his shoes and his hat robbed. People were robbed on the, you know. There was a firework display at the end which turned into chaos as people robbed at the crowd. And the whole thing was disastrous. It was disastrous for the reformers, but they'd forgotten one key thing, I think, was that if you had been in that riot in 1831, the year before, if you'd suffered in that riot and you'd seen democracy probably come about as a result of it, then you might be a little bit bitter when the people who have got democracy decide to hold a party on your hill and you're definitely excluded. And that's the kind of postscript to 1831, the Brandon Hill Reform Banquet. It's worth checking it out. And that's the end of the talk. And I'd just like to say thanks to everybody for coming. Rich for organising it. Steve and Mark, Steve and Dan and everybody, and also to say thanks for coming on. If you want to get on our mailing list or anything, or so you can get emails about other events, then come and see us and we'll write your names down. Thanks very much for coming and putting up with us.